are with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is The Truth Talk and Text Line. You can call in, you can text in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio that you'll ever hear. And also, if you want to watch and stream us live on YouTube, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe as we are on our road to 5,000 subscribers here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Shout out to Andrew, holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you as well, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation, before I get into it, it's always a lot of stuff on my mind. I have a very, I have a limited attention span, and I have like a fixation on stuff, right? I get fixated on so many different things. And so today when I walk into the room, I literally have multiple things in my mind. And we have CNN on, ESPN on, and inside the studio. And on CNN, I saw something that said, Harris said Biden was all about himself. And I was like, whoa. So I looked more into it, and boy, it interesting relationship. And I thought when I saw the headline and I read more about it, I realized, like, listen, in any friendship, any work relationship, you're going to have rocky moments, right? You're not always going to, you can care about somebody and they can upset you. Hell, I upset somebody this week that I care about at work. I mean, he be all right. But like, that's just part of it. Just because you may disagree on some things doesn't mean that you dislike somebody. Just because somebody angered you or you say, hey, some people have some selfish bones in them doesn't mean you don't like them. It just means that's who they are. And that's okay. So as the headlines talk about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, don't read into the hype. That's normal. That's normal in relationships. Your relationship is perfect, then something's wrong with y'all. It's fake. The other thing that was high on my mind today is, your boy, I used to be an athlete. Like, I used to be. When I say I was an athlete, I was a good high school athlete. Like, you know, all-conference type level player in high school for football. I played basketball. I played soccer growing up. I ran a little track and field. Like, I was an athlete. I wasn't like some superior athlete. I was, you know, just an athlete. But as I've gotten older, I've spent less time doing athletic things. I haven't done many athletic things in the last 5 years. I literally go to work, and I work on other stuff outside of work, and I hang out with my lady and hang out with family and friends, and I kind of chill. I don't really do athletic stuff. So yesterday, you know, my brother hit me up. He's been asking me to play this sport for a while. He was, hey, Kyle, can you want to play padel with me? I said, almost said something. I said, dog, what is padel? He said, it's kind of like tennis. I said, okay, maybe one day. And so he'd been hitting me up. And then finally he was like, hey, you want to play with me this week? And I was like, all right, let's play Wednesday. I got you, 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Now I'm kind of dragging because I'm like, I don't really want to go, but my brother want me to go. So, you know, I ain't did nothing athletic in a while. So I'm like, I got to make sure I stretch. And when I say I went out there and I had the time of my life, it was so fun. I was out there playing tennis thinking I was Serena Williams. I'm backhanding stuff. It's called padel, but it's very like tennis. Imagine a tennis court, right? Smaller, but imagine a tennis court with four walls. And the ball can hit off the wall and stuff like that. It was fun. I had a good time. My shoulder hurt, but I had a hell of a time out there. You know what? I felt athletic again. It reminded me that, you know, first and foremost, my girl's dad is 6'2". So if the Wallace boys, if I have some boys, do know the Wallace boys going D1. They're going to be, if they 6'1", 6'2", it's over. I Don't ding me. It's in my blood. It's in my bloodline. You know, I got... So, that's Andrew buzzing, who I'm sure he looks the most athletic person I've ever seen. Just so you know, my family got athletes. My big cousin, T, walked on at Northwestern. My brother played Division III soccer. Probably could have been D1. I ain't put my business out there. He was getting letters from D1 schools. I was getting letters from D2 schools for football. Tore my ACL going into my senior year. One of my cousins played at Army for football. One of my cousins went JUCO for basketball. Another one of my cousins plays at Memphis for basketball. Another one of my cousins played at Wisconsin, Michigan State, now plays for the Denver Broncos. His brother had a chance to run D3 track. You know, I come from my dad was an all-conference wrestler and starting quarterback in high school. Like, I come from athletic, you know, we athletes around here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would...
You have a generation?
No, I ain't skipping no generation. I played at Whitewater. Oh, you probably not know this. I mean, I played at Whitewater. University of Wisconsin, Whitewater. I won a runner-up ring at Whitewater when I was there. Now, I was damaged goods. I was on a team, but I wasn't contributing on the field on game day. I was definitely on the team. I was a good high school football player. I wasn't like elite, but I was lockdown corner. I was good. I was good high. So you know, so it was good because you know I had thought my athletic ability had left me, but after yesterday, boy, I'm back out here. So Truth Nation, I just wanted to share that. I'm excited. Make sure y'all get back out there. But with that being said, off the top today. And I didn't tell you about this, Andrew. Go ahead and put that thing in there. Off the top today, I do want to talk about something that has been on my mind since last week, but there's been so much news. Even today, I could have bumped this story, but I said, you know what? No. I want to get to this off the top because it's something that's been bothering me. So again, make sure y'all watching Streamers Live on YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. So y'all can watch and listen to Off the Top.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Somebody said on YouTube, 1017 The Truth on YouTube said, oh, Kyle, do not push it now before those knees give out. Slow it down. I was nervous. I was stretching. My brother saw me stretching. He's like, bro, like, were you getting ready to play in damn Wimbledon? I said, no, man. I got to stretch. I'm old. I said, I'm an old man, even though he's older than me, but he's been playing it. But off the top today, Truth Nation, I did want to get to this because this is something that has been bothering me. Blackface. How the media portrays black people. How the media allows for black people to be the headline in a news story, the pictures that they plaster all across the news, even though we small fish in some instances. Now, I'm not really into this gambling scandal that came out last week, and I've really been detached from it, and I've really been detached from it from the jump. Because I've really seen the government, Cash Patel, the leader of the FBI, and the media making this illegal poker game more about the former NBA players than about the five crime organizations who were the actual masterminds of this poker scandal, right? What was crazy to me is when my own mama was like, oh, man, Chauncey Billups. I said, what? You talking about Chauncey Billups? She ain't heard that name in 20 years. So I knew when she talked about Chauncey Bills, I knew, oh, these brothers in trouble. They have officially, the media has done exactly what they wanted to do. The government has done exactly what they wanted to do. Paint these brothers in a negative light. Make it seem as if these brothers were the ringleaders and the main masterminds of this. And as a black man, I always question why the black athletes, in this sense, are the name in the face of this scandal. Why are the black athletes who, again, are small fish in this pond of crime, why are they the headlines? They probably not. If they face any time in jail, it's going to be months. They ain't going to face a lot of time. So I was bothered by this. They are the front-facing people for a mob scandal. They not part of no mob. So that's why I was so confused. And I have been extremely irritated whenever people bring this up. I mean, I ain't going to lie to y'all. When people, even on this station, when I heard Tory talking about it and Ken talking about it, I don't know if the morning show talked about it. I was like, oh, leave these brothers alone. I had people on my other station talking about it. They're like, oh, you not interested in this? I said, no, I'm not. I said, if we can't name the mobsters, then what are we talking about? It's gambling. Like, I don't care about that. We are talking about the mob and the mafia behind the scenes running this thing, and we don't know not one name, right? You probably ain't seen not one mugshot or picture of the mob, the mafia that have ties to this, but y'all sure saw Scary Terry Rozier all over the news. The black men are taking the fall in the public. They are ruining their reputation over allegations of being part of this. Keyword, allegations of being part of this. So for me, I urge you not to buy into it. But all of this stuff is happening, right? All of this is happening at the same time where the president pardoned a man whose company... whose company enabled for Hamas, who we've all heard about Hamas quite a bit over the last 2 years because they've been fighting with Israel, and Al-Qaeda to launder money. Yes, Donald Trump pardoned a man whose cryptocurrency company enabled for Hamas and Al-Qaeda to launder money, which we know were used to kill people. We know that this man was part of something and allowed for organizations who had the intent to kill and cause harm to launder money. But somehow this man got a pardon from Donald Trump. CBS News has the story on this. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so y'all can see the CBS News story about how Trump pardoned somebody who allowed for money laundering to happen for damn Al-Qaeda and Hamas.
President Trump continues his streak of high-profile criminal pardons this morning. Just days after the president pardoned disgraced former Representative George Santos, he doled out one for a crypto mogul. So CBS News correspondent Chanel Call has been monitoring this situation and joins us now with more about what we know about this newly pardoned businessman. Chanel.
So, Jules, we know this pardon happened earlier today in the morning. So let's talk about who Changpeng Zhao is, right? He founded this company called Binance. It is the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. But that platform, I should note, was also used by criminals to essentially move money connected to child sex abuse, to drug trafficking, and
sex
to
abuse.
Terrorism. And so Zhao went to prison, Jules, for failing to stop criminals from accessing Binance and also using it for those crimes. He also pleaded guilty to enabling money laundering. And then in 2023, Jules, he settled for $4.3 billion with the DOJ. So how do we get here today? How did this pardon happen? Well, we know that Zhao has asked Trump for a pardon before, and that he also has some pretty deep ties to World Liberty Financial. Now, that may sound familiar because that's a crypto venture that President Trump and his sons Eric and Don Jr. launched together last September. Now, according to President Trump's most recent financial disclosure, he appears to have made more than $57 million just last year from World Liberty Financial. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt spoke about this earlier today. I'll read you part of her statement. She says, quote, President Trump exercised his constitutional authority by issuing a pardon for Mr. Zhao, who was prosecuted, that is, by the Biden administration in their war on cryptocurrency. In their desire to punish the cryptocurrency industry, the Biden administration pursued Mr. Zhao despite no allegations of fraud or identifiable victims. Again, want to mention that this is somebody who settled with the DOJ for $4.3 billion in 2023. And again, the timing here, important to note, Jules, this comes just a couple of days after the president also commuted the 87-month prison sentence of former New York Representative George Santos.
Chanel Call. Chanel, thank you.
So I just want y'all to understand why y'all making jokes and allowing for these black men to be the face of this gambling ring and scandal. Y'all ain't saying nothing or probably didn't know about the fact that y'all president, a man who allowed for one of the biggest enemies in our world, and literally Al-Qaeda. I hate Al-Qaeda. Why? Because 9/11 was connected to them. So I don't like them. We all should dislike them. But while y'all laughing about that, y'all president just pardoned somebody who allowed for Al-Qaeda to money launder through his business. They were able to build wealth through his crypto exchange to move money to help the potential planning of attacks on Americans. That's what I want y'all to understand. There's bigger things to be talking about than some damn mob stuff. So again, y'all can miss me with all this talk and conversation about Chauncey Billups, Mo Williams, Terry Rozier, because it's not a big deal to me. Y'all can't tell me again not one of the mobsters' name, but y'all can tell me the basketball players' name. So, unfortunately, we have a government that's more into hyping up stuff and saying, look what we did. Instead of trying to stop the corruption that we're seeing from out of the Oval Office. So, while some of y'all want to talk about the NBA players, I would rather talk about the fact that the president pardoned someone who had already pled guilty to something, who already pled paid $4.3 billion to allowing for his site to allow for child sex abuse to take place. Terrorist groups to be able to funnel and move money. Terrorist groups that have attacked Americans here on our soil. That's what that man allowed to happen. And Donald Trump said, well, let's give him a pardon. You want to know why? He did it because this man works with them. The president can be bought and sold, and that man has bought and sold the president. The president has directly, and his family directly works with that individual, and that's why he was pardoned. So it didn't matter about the thousands of Americans who have died at the hands of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. It didn't matter that Hamas was just the enemy of Israel that the president himself didn't like. It didn't matter because this individual could help his family make money. And just so y'all know, his family and the Trump organization have made out like fat cats over the last year. This ain't about America or making America great anymore. It's not. This ain't about helping the common man. This is about the Trump organization, and it's about the Trump family taking advantage of the position of power to get more power, more wealth for his family. Do y'all realize the Trump organization made $51 million in the first 6 months of 2024? That's a lot of money. They made $51 million in the first 6 months of 2024. Andrew, can you guess how much money they made in the first 6 months of 2025?
Couple million.
It was $51 million last year. And this year, in 2025, the Trump organization, in the first 6 months, went from making $51 million in the first 6 months of 2024 to $864 million in the first 6 months of 2025. Yes, y'all heard that right. They made $800 million more this year in the first 6 months during their dad's presidency. Business my ass! This is corruption. They pimping the American flag for their own benefit. That's exactly what they're doing. So again, so while y'all want to laugh about Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Mo Williams, y'all need to be raising a red flag to the corruption happening in the White House right now within the first 6 months of them being in office. Ain't no way in hell somebody going from making $51 million in profit 1 year to $864 in the first 6 months. There's corruption happening. Make America Great ain't a damn. They ain't trying to make America great. They making their pocketbooks great. The Trump organization is getting out on you. Man, they playing us, man. They playing us. Meanwhile, people are concerned about not being able to eat in a couple days. And they done made $864 million damn dollars. But that was Off the Top here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube. Go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share. Give us a subscribe. Also, you can call in and text in at 833-212-1017 if you want to join in on today's conversation on Truth to Power. Now, when we come back on the other side, I like when stuff like this happens because that means I know people are listening. And there was some big news this morning with the streetcar in downtown Milwaukee, y'all. And I guess all that yelling and screaming we did last week might have actually led to some potential change coming to the streetcar. Make sure y'all stay locked in because the streetcar is in grave danger of operationally going out. I'll tell y'all more on the other side. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming at you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text Line. You can call in and text in if you have any thoughts on today's conversation. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. On the other side, I was just talking about, don't buy into this this gambling scandal thing that they talk about, Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and Mo Wood. Don't buy into that. That is mob tie stuff. They didn't plan that. That's mobster stuff. Don't let them be the face of that. Y'all need to be more concerned about the fact that the president pardoned a man that literally allowed for money laundering to happen by Al-Qaeda. Do y'all realize Al-Qaeda were the ones behind the attack of 9/11? Osama bin Laden, that ring a bell? But peep this. Imagine if Barack Obama, who this dummy in the White House tried to say was a Muslim, but imagine if Barack Obama had pardoned a man who allowed for Al-Qaeda to launder money. Oh, they would have been up in arms. Would have been mad. What about 9/11? Never forget. Never forget. I guess it don't matter now. I guess when it comes to, you know, stuff in the pockets of Donald Trump, y'all don't care. That's what I understand. Y'all regular, degular people just give a damn about how much money this man got. Or I shouldn't say care. Y'all don't care about what type of corruption this man got. Meanwhile, Obama put on a tan suit. Y'all was up in arms. Oh, tan suit is so unpresidential. This man was with floozies. Paid women with Jeffrey Epstein, was hanging out. And y'all still voted for him. Yeah, you're disgraceful. But anyways, on the other side, I was talking about the streetcar, right? Now, if you can recall, I like the streetcar. I'm a fan of the streetcar, right? I think it's cool. I think it's cute. I think it's fun to ride. I do. But I don't think it's I don't think it's a good investment. And well, when people make a little bit of noise and people start, you know, talking about some stuff, people start making moves. Last week, I discussed the hop, and I discussed how it's a financial drain on the city of Milwaukee to the clip of $4.2 million loss projected for 2026. Now, within the first 8 years, this thing has been a complete loss for the city. Like, it literally is. It does not make money. It drains the city of their resources, which is why I'm just so anti and against it. Now, in addition to us talking about it last week and being in the news last week and people, you know, starting to be some rumblings, you know, it was posted on social medias. I saw the comments on Facebook and the TikTok. The debate was strong on TikTok, boy, about whether we should have it or not. But in addition to some of the stuff we talked about here and what you've seen in the news, the city started getting more pressure from Alderman Scott Spiker and from other politicians on the state level. Now, Scott Spiker took his anti-hop fight very high up. He took it to a whole nother level. He wrote a letter to the United States Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who is a former, he's from Wisconsin and used to be a House of Representatives, was in the House of Representatives representing, I believe, the 7th District of Wisconsin, Congressional District in Wisconsin. And he wrote a letter to Sean Duffy asking for Sean Duffy to let us out of our federal obligation to keep the hop. He said, listen, if we stop operation on the hop, right, if we don't have to continue to develop the hop, if we stop operation, will you not make us have to pay back the grant? That is what he is asking. That was a very smart move, very smart move, because I truly do believe there is a chance. There's a chance that this government, this administration will strongly consider that. And so there is a chance that the operation of the hop could be stopped. And with the hop losing the public perception battle right now, because if you did a poll about the hop in the city of Milwaukee, I can promise you it would be underwater when it comes to public perception who like it. The mayor's office did something that was very interesting, and I give them a hats off for that. The mayor's office has decided to hire a public relations position solely to promote the hop. Now, with this position, this person will lead the communications, marketing, branding, all for the hop. That would also include strategic public engagement for the streetcar, securing and maintaining sponsorships, which are important, for the hop. They're going to pay this person between $90,000 and $105,000 per year. Now, at first, I ain't going to lie to y'all. When I saw the article at first, I was mad. I was mad because I said, here we go again, spending money we do not have. I said, how in the world is the city trying to hire for a position that they already are losing money based off the hop? It didn't make sense at first. But then I said, wait. I took a step back. And I realized in the grand scheme of things, $100,000, a lot of money to be making per year. But $100,000 in a budget that's millions of dollars, that's not a bad idea. Because at the end of the day, I think it's probably necessary for them to try to save the Hop, because the Hop is on his last leg, regardless if y'all like it or not. Based off the political climate that we have right here in America, the political climate that we have here in Wisconsin as well, as it's balanced, there's a chance that Sean Duffy may say, yeah, I'll forgive this if y'all stop the Hop. And Cavalier Johnson, his office fully understand that. And so for me, I think this is a clear message that the Hop is severely in danger of being stopped. And the city understands the clock is ticking. But more importantly, Truth Nation, this is the big thing for me. This is why I wanted to share this. The city is realizing that the community is finally waking up, right? We've always been woke. But I think the pushback and the noise that the city felt made them want to react. But also, this is important for us to know, is when we vote for all the people, when we vote for Milwaukee County board members, when we vote for politicians on the state level, we need to make sure we have access to them. But we also need to make sure that they are independent thinkers. And I've mentioned Scott Spiker's name quite a bit now, and I don't know what his political lean is, and I don't quite care because I agree with a lot of things that he is saying. And so with Scott Spiker, I think he's a great example of an independent thinker. Because I would prefer to vote for somebody who doesn't always want to do just what the mayor wants to do, right? I prefer somebody who actually wants to challenge him. I prefer somebody who asks the question why, who asks for full evaluations before we make decisions, because there is no rush to make any of these decisions. I want somebody who's going to ask, how would this negatively impact my constituents, and how will it positively impact my constituents, and weigh the pros and the cons. Because as of right now, I know we got older folks who sit up here and want to do what the Democrats want them to do, who want to do what Chevy Johnson wants them to do, because that's the easy way out. It's easier to get bees with honey, they say. Well, hell, I don't want the easy way. I want somebody to have to work for it. I want somebody who is okay with having to poke some folks or having to ruffle some feathers in order to get stuff done for the people. So Truth Nation, the community spoke out against the Hop, and now we can utilize that energy to continue to speak out against other things, like not just writing tickets and towing cars in black residential neighborhoods. We could tell them to get rid of these parking spots or put more parking spots back in downtown Milwaukee. If there's something that we want changed, Truth Nation, we have the voice and we have the platform to do it. So when I saw that the Hop may end up potentially getting defunded, though it was bittersweet, I was happy because that means that we don't need to continue to invest in a failing system. So shout out to Scott Spiker for reaching out to United States Transportation Secretary and applying more pressure on the mayor's office to try to figure this out. Because at the end of the day, if the mayor's office is able to figure this out and we're able to close that $4.2 million funding gap, then that's a positive. I don't want the Hop to shut down. I really don't. But it has to shut down unless they can find a way to fill the gap. They maybe got 1 year or 2 years left of operation or operating in the red before that thing gets shut down. Because Donald Trump ain't leaving office no time soon. Even though on a state level it's going to be more balanced, it's still going to be a lot of Republicans that are going to be pushing to get rid of it. So again, I'm happy that Cavalier Johnson is trying to find ways. I don't know why this position wasn't here to start with. I don't know why it took for there to be more public pressure and more conversation about how much money the Hop is losing for them to finally be able to say, okay, let's hire a position for $90,000 to promote the Hop. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talk and Text Line. If you have any thoughts or comments about this, you can definitely hit us up on the Truth Talk and Text Line at 833-212-1017. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. When we come back, we'll take your calls, we'll take your texts, and we'll continue this conversation as you're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Truth Nation, it is here. Black Friday.
What?
Yeah, the Black Friday sale at Steinhoffels is here, and trust me, these deals are too good to wait. I'm telling y'all right now, snag huge savings right now, like any size ceiling mattress for just $99, beautiful dining tables and sofas for $499, and a stylish queen bed for only $599, plus enjoy 36 months of 0% financing. That's 3 full years of interest-free payments. Don't wait for Black Friday to save big at Steinhoffels and Steinhoffels.com. I'm telling y'all, I love all the stuff that I got. Matter of fact, my girl just got a her auntie just got a mattress from Steinhoffels because we got one, and she called and said, oh my goodness, it's amazing. Now her daddy talking about getting one. I'm telling y'all, Steinhoffels is the place to go. So always remember, style, comfort, and savings now. That's how you shop smarter at Steinhoffels during their Black Friday sale. Don't wait, go there now. Steinhoffels. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And today, you know, I had a conversation talking about the fact that we need to go ahead and stop talking about the basketball players that were part of the gambling scandal, because there's more important things to talk about, like how the president of the United States pardoned someone who allowed for money laundering to happen on his digital currency business app, or whatever they want to call it, allow for Al-Qaeda and Hamas to launder money. And we do know that money was going to be used to kill people. That's just because that's what they do. But nobody's really talking about that. They want to talk about Chauncey Billups. But then I transitioned on talking about the Hop. And again, I had talked about the Hop last week. And little did I know, a week later, Scott Spiker would send a letter to the United States Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, who has strong ties to the state of Wisconsin. So when he gets that letter, and he's probably anti-Milwaukee, when he gets that letter, he may actually read that letter where he asked them to forgive us of our federal grant money that we would have to pay back if we stopped the Hop. So he's basically saying, hey, can we end the Hop now and we won't have to pay back y'all money? And I think the mayor's office understands the political climate that we are in. And so now they are hiring for a position to try to better market the Hop for public perception, but also try to find more sponsorships, which I think they should have been doing that a while ago. But I think they understand the amount of pressure that is there. And again, I have said it over and over and over again. I enjoyed riding the Hop, but I don't enjoy seeing our city bleed money. I don't enjoy seeing our city looking to try to write more parking tickets and tow more vehicles as a money grab. That I do not like. I don't like them raising the property tax levy so they can collect more money in property taxes from us. I do not like that. 833-212-1017. I see y'all got some comments on the Hop. Millicent, what are your thoughts on the Hop? You're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
I think, I don't know. I ride the Hop. I use it with my grandkids, like the Christmas lights getting ready to come up. We go out at night and ride it and watch the Christmas lights, stop and get something to eat. I mean, it's usable. It's not something that's to make money. It is to make us more appealing to tourism. And that's what it's for. And it's doing a good job at that.
I'm sorry. Can I ask you? You think that you think people are coming to Milwaukee because of the Hop? Like, you think that that's actually what
I know? What I'm saying is, when we are out advertising to get large organizations to have their convention here, that is a draw. Oh, look at that Hop. Let's try it. That's one of the things that people like seeing and hearing about when they're looking for a place to have a convention. And that's one of the things
I'm sorry, Millicent, I get what you're trying to say. Like, it does, the Hop doesn't even run by the convention center. If you get off the Hop, you got to walk 4, 5, 6 blocks just to get there.
No, but it's not for the convention. It's to bring people. You can take the Hop somewhere and see a part of Milwaukee. If you're not from Milwaukee, it's not the same. People come here and they want to do different things.
It's cool.
Jumping on the Hop. Ooh, yeah, and that's for them. It really wasn't made for the people who live here, the citizens here, because we're not going to take advantage of it. It's just like in Washington, D.C., the people that live there, they never go take a tour of the White House. It's there.
Okay.
And it's part of that. And I understand that people.
No, Millicent, I get what
you're saying. Think it's losing money.
No, I get what you're saying. I agree. But just lastly here, do you think it's worth the $4.2 million loss?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I do.
That's
and I'm going to say that because look at all the other things we lose money on that we don't recoup back.
Okay. No, that's fair.
At least we're getting something back from this.
Yeah, okay. I listen, I'm not here to tell nobody what to think or how to think. I may disagree. I may think that thinking that losing $4.2 million is a bad idea, but hell, Millicent, that's her every right. I disagree. It is her money. She pays taxes here. I know she definitely pays taxes here. I don't know if she owns a house or not, but if she does rent and her rent goes up, it's probably because of the fact that the cost of property taxes, the cost of electricity, the water bills have gone up. Like, you know, so, I mean, you're going to pay one way or another. But I appreciate Millicent sharing that, you know, hey, she likes it. Again, I'm in the boat with her of I like it. Like, when my girl stayed down here, I enjoyed riding the hop. I did. I didn't ride it every day, but it was very convenient. It was right there by her place. It took me not too far, but it was cool. But 833-212-1017. Al, what are your thoughts on the hop?
I think the hop looked like a big zit on somebody's rear end. It moves too slow. It takes up too much space. How about take that $4.2 million and move them Lego Miego concrete signs? See, I thought you supposed to be away from the traffic, not closer to the traffic to get hit. You know that song, Patrick, pull up to my bumper? Well, you open that door and you bend over too quick, you is going to have a bumper on your rear side. Take that $4.2 million and move them concrete slips and start choke slamming people in jail who want to drive like they on that Lawin Brawl and that Cobra and that Milwaukee's Beast. That's my thoughts on it.
Wait,
and
what is Cobra?
Cobra, that's that can of beer that's tall as that building they built downtown. They sell them on the south side and the north side, like a four-pack for like $2 on the same level as 211.
That sounds deadly.
Yeah, that's that stuff to get you a misdemeanor and two felonies, you know, like Parmesan. But if they really wanted to do something with the money, they'll stop effing the money up. See, all this stuff we're going through, Kyle, because everybody is messing effing up the money. Like they're like a stable junkie. They go to work every day, but they check go to the dope man on Friday. But they always take out more product on Wednesday. Then they're broke Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Then they're calling you to borrow money on top of the money they already borrowed. Okay, I got to go. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you, Al. The analogy's lost me today a little bit. Just a little bit. But I appreciate you as always, Al. 833-212-1017. Again, I personally do like the hop, but I also don't like losing money, man. I like to see that I'm a pretty straight shooter, and I'm pretty black and white. I mean, and some of that is bad when you kind of black and white because sometimes it takes emotions out of it. Not saying I'm not an emotional person because I am emotional, but I feel like I just choose right and wrong. Just because I like something doesn't mean that it's a good investment. You know, you can't the sunken cost fallacy. You don't want to continue to throw money after it over and over and over, and that just seems to be what we're doing here with the hop. But 833-212-1017, if you want to join in on this conversation, you definitely can. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. The caller, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Well, my thoughts came from listening to another show on 101.7 The Truth last week, where Sherwin explained that these federal funds that were used for the hop require Milwaukee to immediately, as soon as the hop would stop running, pay over $46 million at that time. So I don't believe that we could absorb that big of a hit just to satisfy those of us who, I agree, it is was a ridiculous use of those funds, and we had a mayor who had the choice.
Mayor Tom Baird, by the way.
I'm sorry?
It was Mayor Tom Baird. It was not Cavalier Johnson, for those who want to blame everything on Chevy.
No, I said we had a mayor who could have made a better choice. And his protege does make some choices that are not wise, but I want to compliment him. This is another point on coming up with funding to assist people who are being attacked by having their food benefits stolen by the government.
And we're gonna talk about that tomorrow. But overall, for this, I do want to say is that the letter written by Scott Spiker, Alderman Scott Spiker, is asking for the federal government, asking for the Transportation Secretary Scott Duffy to be able to not. To make it so we do not have to pay that money, right? That $46 million or $43 million you're talking about. So that is what that letter is about. So if the Department of Transportation Secretary says, nope, you don't have to pay that money, then we have a big decision to make here in Milwaukee.
We're with an administration, a federal administration that is robbing us anyway. So they would love to be able to say they made us pay nearly $50 million because of a bad Democratic mayor.
Yeah. Your phone's messed up here. But thank you so much for the call. What I think would happen is I don't think they would say, nope, we're going to make you pay it. Because we wouldn't stop it. I don't think we would stop. We just, you know, we got ourselves in a bad deal. But what I would believe is that they would probably not make us pay it back. I can definitely see it because that would be a big win because they've been calling it, Republicans have been calling it a boondoggle for years now. And so I think that would be a big win for Republicans if they're able to basically let Democrats here in Milwaukee admit that this was a bad idea and them having to stop it. And it'll be something that they'll be able to campaign on and talk about, oh, look at Milwaukee making bad decisions as usual. But 833-212-1017, before we go to break here, Truth Nation, tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for another episode of Forward Together for Kids, hosted by myself, Kyle Wallace, and Colestin Morgan Jr. This week, great conversation. We talked about Seeds of Health public charter schools and how their students at Tenor High School are required to dual enroll at Milwaukee Area Technical College during their senior year to earn college credits towards an associate's degree or to receive a technical degree. I mean, that is fantastic. So this show is being brought to you by City 4 Collective, which is a local nonprofit working to ensure there's a great Milwaukee school for every Milwaukee family. Again, that is Forward Together for Kids this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and it will replay again at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'll share my final thoughts. I'll read some of y'all talking text on the other side, but keep it locked. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth in Milwaukee. The time is almost here. We have been entering Truth fans into the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And this Friday, we finally pick our one call that's all $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune in to Truth in the Morning tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. so you do not miss your call, because if you do, we will go to the next caller until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that is the big 5K Gruber giveaway tomorrow on Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe. We're talking about the Hop, the streetcar here in downtown Milwaukee that is extremely controversial because ridership is low. They lose $4.2 million every single year. Well, I should say they're going to project it to lose $4.2 million in 2026. And Scott Spiker, Alderman, wrote a letter to the U.S. Transportation Secretary asking for them to forgive any money that we will owe if we stop operation. And I think there is a huge chance that he says yes. And I think the mayor's office is realizing that public perception is down. So they are hiring somebody to work in the public relations office to help the perception. But also, in addition to that, assist with better marketing. But 833-212-1017. Tony, I think in Tulsa, you're on Truth to Power.
Hey, this is just an idea. Milwaukee is a little city trying to do big city ideas. They're treating it like an amusement park, and we should be thinking about public transportation. It's not public transportation. Let's not get it twisted. Mm. This is not public transportation. We are a little city that's exploding. Everybody's coming here, probably from the East Coast, probably from the West Coast, and they're taking ideas. Trolleys are on the East Coast and on the West Coast. They just come in here with some ideas that they just don't know the process. It was public transportation. We got too many cars on the street. That's why they keep trying to put these barriers and these little things to stop the movement of traffic. They keep putting these little scooters out here. They dropping around here like water bottles.
Man, Tony,
if they want to do it, they got to think more or less about
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And I think you're right. When he said the hop isn't public transportation. And when he says it, I think you got to look beyond the fact that it is public transportation. But is public transportation really just 2.1 miles going in a loop, going in a circle? Is that really good public transportation? I don't think so. So, again, I might like the hop, but it's time for us to defund it, and I think we're well on our way to doing that. Thanks to Scott Spiker, our alderman here in Milwaukee. But Mayor Johnson, great idea. We're trying to hire somebody to be able to better market it and better sell it. And good luck. I hope it does work out. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, Kyle Wallace. I appreciate y'all chiming in, texting in, and listening in on today's show. I guess my final thoughts is this, again, because this grinds my gears. Stop talking about the NBA Athletes Association with the gambling scandal. Talk about the five mob families that actually organized, ran it. Don't talk about the folks that just got paid to attract people to come. Oh, you get to play poker with Chauncey Billups. I'll pay $100,000 to be able to play poker at high stakes level with Chauncey Billups. That's what he was there for. Chauncey Billups just say, oh, put the little double camera or whatever the hell it was, the cheating seat card. Chauncey Billups just said, give me my $250,000 and I'll sit here and play poker all you want. So let's stop with all that. And remember, Trump pardoned somebody that allowed for Al-Qaeda to money launder. Just remember that. But this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next with 1 to 4. Truth Nation, peace out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Love you.